This is a weekly summary of news about women and women's issues and from women's perspectives, which comes to you from the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of the Women's E! News. I'm Nancy Casey.
Starting with the good news, the emergency contraceptive Plan B will now be available at all military health clinics and hospitals around the world. A proposal to offer these drugs for women in the military was also made in 2002, but was rejected under President George W. Bush's administration. Nancy Keenan of NARAL Pro-Choice America applauded the Department of Defense medical experts for making the decision, which she estimates will affect more than 350,000 women. More news to cheer this week? In response to an anti-choice Super Bowl commercial, Planned Parenthood launched a pro-choice video on YouTube that features NFL player Sean James and Olympic gold medalist Al Joyner. Also, the group Raging Grannies has made a pro-choice video that has to date been viewed by thousands. Cheers for legislation that would, for the first time, make stopping violence against women and girls a priority in U.S. diplomacy and foreign aid. It was introduced in the Senate last week by a coalition that included Democratic Senators John Kerry of Massachusetts and Barbara Boxer of California and Republican Senator Olympia Snow of Maine. In the House of Representatives, the legislation is sponsored by Democratic Representatives William Delahunt of Massachusetts and Jan Schakowsky from Illinois, as well as Texas Republican Ted Poe. We cheer Admiral Michael Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who told a Senate hearing that gays and lesbians should be allowed to serve openly in the U.S. military. Mullen, emphasizing that he was speaking for himself, said allowing gay women and men to serve was the, quote, right thing to do. President Barack Obama has pledged to repeal the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy that requires gays and lesbians to conceal their sexuality or face expulsion from the military. Cheers for Kathryn Bigelow, the fourth woman ever to be nominated for Best Director by the Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences. Her film, The Hurt Locker, which looks at life in a bomb disposal squad in Iraq, received 9 nominations, including the one for Best Picture. Last month, Bigelow became the first woman to win the Directors Guild of America's top award for the same film. Good news for federal programs targeted at women and girls. They will not be affected by President Obama's plan to freeze domestic spending. A budget document obtained by McClatchy Newspapers titled Opportunity and Progress for Women and Girls outlines plans to increase funding for women's programs under the new $3.8 trillion budget the president gave to Congress. Looking at the bad news, Amnesty International is calling upon UN member nations to jeer Nicaragua's revised penal code with its strict penalties for abortions. The organization is trying to put pressure on the Latin American country to change the law. Since July 2008, women and girls who seek abortions and the health professionals who assist with the procedure are subject to imprisonment, even if the woman faces detrimental health risks or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest. The revised penal code is inconsistent with the country's obstetric rules and protocols issued by the Ministry of Health, which mandates therapeutic abortions as clinical responses to specific cases. Calling for the immediate repeal of the law, Whitney Brown, Senior Director of International Law and Policy at the International Secretariat of Amnesty International, said, quote, Nicaragua's law criminalizing abortion goes against the advice of 4 UN treaty bodies and fails to meet its obligations under international human rights laws. Nicaragua needs to enact laws and policies that promote the rights of women and girls by ensuring their rights to health, life, and to be free from violence, coercion, and discrimination. Unquote. More news to jeer this week? Turkish police have recovered the body of a 16-year-old female teen they say was buried alive by relatives in an honor killing carried out as punishment for talking to boys. Jeers for the working environment for women on Wall Street. Even as business begins to pick up, the number of women working at the heart of Wall Street has shrunk. Only one of the 3 top-ranking women on Wall Street has resurfaced after being forced out of the business during the most recent financial meltdown. Bruce C. Greenwald, professor of finance and strategy at Columbia University's business school, said, quote, "It's more difficult for women to come back because the environment in financial institutions is generally more hostile to women." Unquote. Jeers to the fashion industry, named as at least partially responsible by nearly 9 out of 10 U.S. female teens for girls' obsession with being skinny. The survey of over 1,000 teens conducted by the Girl Scouts of the USA found that 89% said the fashion industry and 88% said the media put pressure on them to be thin. This week, we note that U.S.-based nursing mothers have not been able to send their breast milk to Haiti because the refrigeration and safeguards were not in place to properly handle the donations. We also note that a study published in the Journal of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine indicates that an experimental abstinence-only program without a moralistic tone can delay teens from having sex. These results have ignited abstinence-only advocacy groups to continue re-examining the Obama administration's move away from funding these types of programs. These news briefs were compiled by the staff of the Women's E-News.
Rita Henley-Jensen is the editor-in-chief. This audio production of Women's E-News was produced in the studios of KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio, which you can find on the web at vpfound.org. Background music is by Joan Hickey. The text of this broadcast and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio and KRFP, I'm Nancy Casey.